Kerr for making the effort to come this morning. I promise you there'll be no appeal. Whether it would appeal is a twist bite, but I don't think I appeal. The shaila of whether Kriyas Ta'im is a mitzvah midarais or midrabonon. So there appears to be a machlikas rishonim at first sight. If you look in, first of all, if I can direct you to the piece of paper that I prepared, is first of all the chinuch. The shittas chinuch is quite clear. The shittas chinuch, as it's printed here in one, is it says like this. The first words I'm missing out. The yeter potev sefer misnoches when the heges mitzvah tzvi tzayim midaraisa the kol mokayim b'schoim, because obviously the chinuch shittas has got the chinuch of mitzvah tzaseish as man goma. בזמן הבית כשיש עומר שם קורב ואתה ברצינו שאין לנו בית המקדש ואין לנו מזבח אצל מיינים אונו היומים והשבועות ואי ועזר ולאי ספר ולאי סוף היומים אלו בתלעתי. So the chinuch uses the lashon of bitlaftei, which is mashma that the mitzvah is a mitzvah midaraisa. And if you look in the bihalocha, which is pointed as 3, he says quite clearly this by yomim hago data Rambam v'chinuch shehu noig min haTorah. So the bi'alocha of Chofetz Chaim maintained that the chinuch shita was that it was a deraisa. If you look at the minchas chinuch, which is referred to as number 2 here, it's difficult to see where he saw the diuk in the Rambam in the chinuch, and it says v'hinei daf roiv v'shein v'sviyah b'zman hazeh she'ein o'ima hu rak midrabonon. He's told it on the o'ima, aber data Rambam shehu min haTorah. The pele is that, in fact, if you look at the new girsa of the Minchas Chinuch, it actually would appear that Chofetz Chaim didn't have this particular nusach. Now, I refer to it down in number Vov. It says quite clearly, you know, the Minchas Chinuch was reprinted about 12 years ago, and they found earlier ksovim of the Chinuch. The neheget mitzvah tzviyas oimah midaraisa b'chol mokum b'schoim b'zman ha'bayis shiyesh oimah. So that part is common to both. U'midrabonon, it says quite clearly, b'chol mokum. V'afilu hayoyim she'ena oimah kol v'avneseinu v'oiva al there, somebody who's over on the mitzvah of Sviyat Oimah v'loi sofa yomim elu bizman habayis bitlasei. So the earlier print of the chinuch says quite clearly that the shit of the chinuch is that it's a drabonon, as we take on as the Beis Yosef says and the Torah says that it's only a drabonon bizman as there, and the Bi'alocha obviously didn't have the earlier girsa of the chinuch. And he assumed, not like the Minchas Chinuch himself, that the Chinuch Shita was a deraisa. The first kasha that was moved to ask of the Chinuch is that the Chinuch in his Loshon says that the connection between Sviyat HaOmer and the Omer itself is a very tenuous one. In fact, the Chinuch asked the question, I won't go through the whole Loshon, but the Chinuch asked the question that surely it should have been read from the first day of Pesach, not the second day of Pesach. So the Chinuch says it would have been a zilzal of Yontuf, of the Hakoah HaGdoyah, of the nest, of the big nest of Pesach, for it to have started the first day. And that's the only reason why it starts the second day. If you ask, surely it's Torah on the Havor Sa'imah, the Havor Sa'imah started only on the Mochet HaShabbos. It seems that the Chinuch doesn't attach too much Chashivas to that. So the first Kasha one is moved to ask is that the Chinuch himself, which is Mashma, who's in the earlier Girsa, that is Drabonon, seems to be Torah, is not Torah on the Havor Sa'imah. And if he's not to take it on Avor HaSa'imah, then surely this man there should also be a deraisa, because Avor HaSa'imah doesn't apply today either. That's the first kasha. The second kasha one asks is the kasha that the Minchas Chinuch himself asked. And here I can refer you to the bit which we've named for number 2. The Hidei Das Reva Rishonim, the Sphere of this man there, She'ein Oimah Hu Rak Drabonon, Avor Das Rambam Shu Min HaTorah. So the Rambam says it's Min HaTorah. Where did the Rambam get this from? So he brings this is a Gemara in Menachos, and he carries on like this. Then he says, "Menoshim ba'avodim b'tuim mitzuzu tavim mitzvah seishas mangroma." The ayin mogen avram kosef, the idne shavi alei chayva. Nowadays it's a chayva. The dover says tzarch iyun. He says he doesn't understand the mogen avram at all. The hu dover chodosh, the noshim in kibur aleim lasis mitzvah shein b'tuim mitzchayvu mibnei the shavi alei chayva. Something which was a mitzvah seishas mangroma that women are potter. Simply because they've accepted of themselves, suddenly becomes a chayv. We don't find this elsewhere. We find this little gabbat tfilas arvis, but that's different because tfilas arvis is a reshus, which Chazal didn't impose on us an actual mitzvah. So rather than be because of a shush, because I'll say, if you were mekabel at a chayv, it's a chayv. But mitzvah tasei as man gromer, women are totally potter from. Just because they accepted it as a minig, therefore it became a chayv. So this is a kasha of the minchas chinuch. Now let me refer you to the Rambam. The Rambam is number 5 up here, and it's simen chof dalet. Mitzvah zu al kol ish mitzol ubachol mokayim ubachol zman. So the Rambam makes no difference between any time, whether it was Bizman Shabbat Mikdash Kayim, all the time or late or today, and he says it's a mitzvah b'chol zman, v'noshu ravotim patur mimeno. Says the Ketav Mishnah, where did the Rambam get it from that it actually is a deraisa? So he says it's the Gemara Menachos, which the Gemara Menachos brings down an achlekes between Amema and Abaya, right? Amema is of the opinion that mitzvah l'mamna yoma, that we only count the days, but we don't count the weeks. Abaya is of the opinion that we count both the days as we do, and we count the weeks as well. Says Rashi, and he brings down like this, if I just refer you inside, Upimish Rashi, halfway down, Deloy Monashur, that Amema maintains you don't count the weeks, on the Haimanyan, the Hash the Lab Chayvahu, Dolek Aimba, because today there's no Chayv. Why? Because it's only Eva Zechel Migdash, Ba'almahu. Hilkach Beyim Asagi. So, because the Mishnah says that the Machlekes between Amema and Abaya is actually whether it is deraisa or whether it is rabbanon. If you're of the opinion that mitzvah and mimne geimer, mitzvah and mimne shua, both of them, then you obviously maintain it's the same as the deraisa. But if you maintain it, the Gemara says that it's a zeichel and mikdash, only zeichel and mikdash, then the mitzvah is only mitzvah and mimne geimer. Umash medabaya the Rav Ashi nam etzavra the zeichel and mikdash ba'al nahu, va'afil hochem mitzvah and mimne shua. Umadivri Rabbeinu nira shu mafarish, do you have a sphere that is zeichel mikdash ba'almehu? If it's only a zeichel mikdash, lo have a metzach le mimeshvur. You don't have to count the weeks. Or meshum to sphere later, gam bizman hazeh mitzvah min ha'teira, metzach le mimeshvur. Only if you hold that a mitzvah min ha'teira, then you have to keep the days and the weeks. But if you only hold it's a mitzvah min ha'bonon, you only have to keep the days. We who keep the days and the weeks, obviously paskin like a buyer. And if we paskin like a buyer, says the Kesef Mishnah, we're paskining that it's actually a deraisa. And that is mashma from the Lashon Rambam, because the Rambam says, ubakol mokim ubakol zman. Kasha that one asks from that is like this. The Rambam doesn't actually insert the halachas of sphere to aima, gather paper, or in shuas at all, or even in between the two of them. It's actually found in Hilchos Tzvidim u'Mosofim. And in Tilchus Tzvidim and Masochim, it's mentioned in the connection with the Omer. So it seems that the Rambam, this is, we attach, as you know, great significance to where the Rambam actually wrote his halachas. It's an interesting, there's an interesting Tumim. The Tumim says that it's a tremendous chizik in a munadith, that it's le'yu'umim that the Rambam, when he wrote everything that he wrote, wrote it b'kavona. That every cheshbon he made b'kavona. Every diuk we make, every b'chaim we make is b'kavona. But the Rambam was such an odom godol that without realizing it, he was inspired by the Rabbeinu Shlom to do things that he didn't even realize he was. So we're not actually thinking about what the Rambam meant, we're thinking what the Rabbeinu Shlom wanted the Rambam to think. And the Rambam wrote this in Hilchos Tzvidim u'Mosofim, and if it's in Hilchos Tzvidim u'Mosofim, then it seems to be dependent on the Omer, and the Omer was only b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayem. Today, which ain't a base of Mikdash Kayim, it should surely therefore only be to be a Drabonon. So we've got a shtickle of steer in the Rambam. On the one hand, the Ketav Mishnah seems to infer from the Rambam that the Rambam still says it is a writer. On the other hand, from the fact that it is inserted into Mitim and Masofim, seems that it's dependent on the Omer, and the Omer was only Bizmansha based on Mikdash Kayim. But today's Bizmansha ain't a base of Mikdash Kayim, it should be a Zechel Mikdash, it can't be more surely than a Zechel Mikdash, therefore, and it should only be Drabonon. Those are the two kashas that we wish to ask. Well, three kashas. The first kasha is the kasha of the Mogen Avraham, the kasha Chinuch Avraham and Mogen Avraham. How come something which is a mitzvah sasteisha as man geroma, and women have accepted upon themselves as a choiv, suddenly it should become a choiv, as a minik it should become a choiv? Second of all, that the Chinuch itself, there seems to be an implied steerer in the Chinuch, that the Chinuch on the one hand holds it to do a bonon, but on the other hand, he too seems to be of the opinion that it's not Torah on the Omer at all. If it's not Torah on the Omer at all, why is it therefore not a deraisa? And the third kasha that we're asking is the kasha on the Rambam, that though the Rambam, the Ketav Mishnah, seems to say that the Rambam holds it's min ha-Torah, but since the Rambam places it within the Hilchos of Tzvidim u'Mosofim, it should be Torah on the Omer. And today that there's no Omer, pashas it should be a Drabonon. Those are three areas that I think we would like to look at in some detail. There is a very interesting kasha from the Ramban. the Ramban in Kedushin, the very one, the Kasha, which all the Achelim and the Shalim talk about, that the Ramban is of the opinion that Tzvira Sa'ima is not a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Garoma. The Ramban asks this very clearly, it very clearly. He's made several mitzvahs, and one of them is Tzvira Sa'ima. And everybody asked the Kasha that surely it is a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Garoma. You can't count Tzvira Sa'ima in the middle of Sukkot, you can't count it at Hanukkah time, you can't count it at Purim time, you can only count it between Pesach and Shavuos. So why does the Ramban hold that it's not a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Garoma? And on that there are various truths, and the Kasha is asked by, everybody is asked by the Abdinezer, everybody asked the same Kasha on the Ramban. So there are various teruts suggested. There's one famous teret which is suggested by Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perlo, which the Tzvi Pesach Frank brings down Mikra Kodesh, but I see this also in Divi Yecheskel. And the time is like this, that the Shitta for Ramban is that Mitzvah Tasei Shazman Garoma is Torah where the Zman is Kaveh of the Mitzvah. The Zman, the Torah tells you do it on the 15th, do it on the first day of Tishri, whichever day. The Torah doesn't tell you do it in the period between Pesach and Shavuos. The Torah tells you that when you bring the Omer, you have to then be Sefer the Svira. Since it's not Torah on the Zman, but it's Torah on the Havor for Omer, the Havor for Omer happens to take place at that time of the year. But it's not a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Garoma. It's one which is led by the Omer. And he compares this, Rabbi Yochanan Fischer compares this to an Evan. The Torah Evan I refer to is number 6 here. Number 7, where the Torah Evan talks about the same thing like Gavad Bikurim. Torah Evan in Megillah says, if I refer to the bit which we've underlined in the middle, he says like this. He says, Those where the Torah actually says that is the time for that mitzvah. In Cain. For example, Mila by Leila, Sela by Yomim, those things that we look at Mitzvahs because of Avol. Hodim in Chanukah ve'elach enes man havo. Elam enem mitzad atzmai shla Yomim shkur. She enei bivnei havo. Ela. Then what dalat dalat? Dovach say. Dovach lohem. She ein mitzui na piyah soda. V'lai chen poitin akosef min havo mitzad atzmai shla Yomim el mitnei dovacha. V'ilu hoy mitzui in oid. In other words, it depends on when the Torah comes. The Torah says Ma'atcho, and from Atzeres to Hanukkah there is no Ma'atcho, and you can't bring it before the Bikurim of Shnei Lechem of Shavuos. So therefore, it's not determined by the Zman, but it's determined by external factors. That is not called the Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Garoma, says the Torah Evan, and Rav Perlo says the same thing applies the Gavah Tzvi Ha'Omer, that it's not Torah on the Zman, but it's Torah on the Avos Ha'Omer. In that, there's various people who do agree, various achrinim who say it is a war, the Divya Cheskel discusses it, says it's great, great blades. So let's just put it to the side for 1 minute. There is an interesting revival. Revival occurs a shayla. This girl occurs the following shayla. The Gemara says that Tzvir Sa'im of this man there is a Zeichla Mikdash. Occurs revival, what does that actually mean? Does it mean Zeichla Mikdash that Chazal said, just like once, You count to the sphere in the time of the Omer, we just want to continue along that particular mitzvah of manah there, even though there is no Omer? Or does it mean that the Chazal tell us that the day for the mikdash, we're trying to make some sort of decorum for never for the home based on mikdash, so therefore they were masakim halacha that the sphere that you once counted, you count today. But it's got nothing to do with the Havor to Omer, it's something completely new, which they felt it appropriate that we should carry on counting the sphere in order to remember the base of Mikdash the way the base of Mikdash was at that time. It could be, says Obelva, that that is really the machlekes between Amim and Abaya. That Abaya, who's of the opinion that Mitzvah Amim Nejoyna, Mitzvah Amim Neshua, he also holds Seich the Mikdash. It doesn't mean that he thinks he's saying, well, it's exactly the same as it was. What he means to say is that Chazal just lengthened the mitzvah to its Omer and applied it to this day, extended it to this day. But in actual fact, it's a continuation of the same mitzvah. Masha Ein Kein Ameima. Ameima was of the opinion, he said, mitzvah and mimna, it's only mitzvah and mitzvah yoima. Why? Because the mitzvah today is a completely different mitzvah. It's done a mitzvah. The Chazal wanted us to remember the Avos HaKot Ha'Omer and to remember this particular period. In the second, we should carry on with a mitzvah that once existed as a zecher mikdash. In the same way, the moshel, to give you an example, that lulav, is mandate to mikdash, was taken called shiva. Yes, it wasn't taken from Medina. Today it is taken. It's taken called shiva. It was only going echad in Medina. Today it is. It's taken everywhere. All 7 days. It's a zecher mikdash, so we shouldn't forget. We shouldn't forget the base of mikdash. So it works out like this. If you are of the opinion that it is a zecher mikdash, it is a completely different new halacha, then it's obviously a darabonon, but it's a darabonon with a completely different tzur. It's got nothing to do with the deraita tzur. In the deraita, it was weeks and days. The darabonon said, no, can't they? If, however, you're of the opinion that it's a continuation of the deraita, you keep it exactly as the deraita was, that's how it works. Come to say that according to the Ramban was obviously of the opinion that Sfiras Omer, as he says, is Torah on the Havoras Omer, but Bizman Hazer, we could think, it may be possible, that Bizman Hazer, where it's not Torah, no, sorry, the Ramban, who is of the opinion that it was Torah on the Havoras Omer, yeah, would agree that even Bizman Hazer, it's got exactly the same halacha. Why? Because since it's Torah on the Havoras Omer, as we said from our parlor before, it doesn't matter whether there is an Omer or there's not an Omer, it still hasn't got a mitzvah, didn't have a mitzvah sasei as man groma. So it could be that the issue in the Rambam, is the following. That the Rambam, not like the Kesa Mishnah, that the Rambam is also of the opinion that the man is there, it's a Rabbanon. The only difference is that the Rambam takes on that the Zeichel HaMikdash that applies today is a continuation of the previous Zeichel HaMikdash. Since the Rambam holds that it once was a mitzvah sasei as man groma, so today it also applies, it becomes a mitzvah shazman groma. If, however, I'm of the opinion like the Ramban, that at the time it was not a mitzvah shazman groma, because it was Torah on the Omer, and the Omer not on the Zman, but the Zman has there, it may be that it would be a mitzvah shazman groma. There would be a chiv of a mitzvah shazman groma. So it could be that that is the yishuv in the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham will hold, like the Ramban, that the Zman has a mikdash, it wasn't a mitzvah sasei man groma because it was Torah on the Omer. It was Torah on the Omer, not Torah on the Zman. However, Bizman Hazer, which it's a completely new halacha, it's got nothing to do with that one before. It is now simply halacha of Zeichel HaMikdash. This din of Zeichel HaMikdash was said when? Between Pesach and Shavuot, should count the Omer. It could be that the Ramban will say that today it has got a din of a mitzvah sasei man groma. Comes along the Mogen Avraham and says, since once upon a time women kept the mitzvah because it wasn't a mitzvah to save the man groma, even now that it may be a mitzvah to save the man groma, since they were mekabelit upon themselves in those days when they were mechuyas, so therefore it might become a chayva to them now, because what they're doing is they're continuing the mitzvah that existed then. That would be the yishuv to the Mogen Avraham. To the Rambam, the issue would be that the Rambam Taki is of the opinion that it's a Drabbanan, and that is why the Rambam puts it into Midin on the Sofim. But the Rambam doesn't hold that it's some din of Zeichel HaMikdash, a new din. It's a continuation of the previous din of Havoras Omer, and that's why the Rambam puts it into Midin on the Sofim, to show you that it's a mitzvah that existed before. I just want to add one knetch, which is a chap, mamash a chap. There's a teretz which is given to the kasha of mitzvah Hashem Magroma by the Sweet Age, by Reb Chiel Weinberg. I saw it brought down. He says it's brought down in Shuvas, Sweet Age. It's not actually in Shuvas, it's on Ashas. I saw it brought down by Benossen Gestetner in Hamaria, an old Hamaria about 35 years ago. Not that I remember it, anyway. I read Hamaria, which was 35 years old. And he says a tremendous chap, and he says the following. He says, Mitzvah Tashas Mangon, I don't know like this. Mitzvah Tashas Mangon means like this. Sukkot could have been said at any time of the year. Pesach could have been said at any time of the year. Shavuos could have been said at any time of the year. The Torah attached the Tanai that this is the time when you're meant to keep it. But the reason why you keep it at that particular time is because the Torah told you that's the time you'd like to keep it. It's a Tanai in the mitzvah, but it's not integral to the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself could have been celebrated at any time during the year. However, where the mahus of the whole mitzvah is the time that it was fixed at in the year, i.e. these are the days that you count, conversely, that would not be a mitzvah tasseishas mangroma. Mitzvah tasseishas mangroma means a mitzvah tassei, which the Torah attached to Tanai, do it at that particular time. But where the whole mahus of the mitzvah is counting in a particular time, that's not the mitzvah that says Mangoma. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is counting it at that time. It's not a mitzvah that you perform at that time. It's a mitzvah to count that particular time. But maybe they want to suggest that it's not a mitzvah says Shaz Mangoma, that the reason why it's not a mitzvah says Shaz Mangoma is because the mahus of the mitzvah is to count it at a particular time. The counting itself is the mitzvah. That's a chap. Just to end with a short. Oh, just one last thing. We said that the chinuch we asked the kasha, the chinuch doesn't attach it to our avorim at all. He attaches it. He says that really it could have started on the first day of Pesach. If it could have started the first day of Pesach, how come that he holds it is? So those shittas who hold that it is a drabonon, as we've seen in the midst of them, we can understand. That if we hold that it's not attached to the Omer, surely why is it only a drabonon? That is the question that one is moved to ask. On that I haven't got any terms. There are several reasons why we actually count Sphira, other than the fact that the Torah says count Sphira, but in the Tan HaMitzvahs. The first one is the statement, the Chinuch says, "Mishrosha mitzvah al tzadach shat lefi shekol ikun shel Yisrael eina ela hatera, u'mipnei hatera nivru shemayim v'oretz." The whole purpose of the Bria was the Torah. U'kumei shekosof imrei bevisi yom avloila shechot shemayim v'santibak. V'hi ikah v'hasipa shenigalu v'yotzu mitzayim kedei shekabal hatera kein erei kanbo. The whole purpose of going out to Mitzrayim was in order to receive the Torah. And in the same way, very subtle portion say the same thing, in the same way, the verse is the same thing, in the same way as somebody's waiting for something that he yearns for, he counts each day because that somehow brings the days nearer, one day nearer. Why you count that way and not the other way? Why you don't count one day nearer and not the other? The Chinuch talks about this himself. And that seems to be the central focal point of Sphira in order to count the days which are leading up to Shavuos, which was the tachlis of Klal Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim. I tied once many years ago that might be the reason why Kodesh Shehigdil the name Sphira is according to some Poskim has counts to Mimus is Rishat is because the mitzvah of Pesach is not the mitzvah of Shavuos, it's not a mitzvah of its own, it's a mitzvah that carries on from Pesach in the same way as Katalim and Mechuyim and the Dinim of Pesach are Pichinah and Mechuyim in that Dinim as well. The Levush and Rabbi Yeruchim and the Rabbi Yeruchim say a second idea, and they say that the idea is that it's very similar, it's analogous to a chosen who is going to get married to a Kala. We know Kala Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they had left the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim. However, in the same way as a woman before she can be reunited to with her husband has to keep Shiva Nekiyim, the 7 weeks of the Sphira represent the Shiva Nekiyim of Klal Yisrael before they are reunited to the Ribbono Shel Olam and Matan Torah. And this text is given by the Levush and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and the Loshon that they actually say is like this: "Kishomer Moshe Tavdu Tekel Alaha Omrei Motai." When will we go? Omrehem B'Seif Nun Yoyim. He says that is the idea. The idea is that it's a period of Tara, and the period of Tara takes 7 weeks till it passes. And this idea is mentioned both in the Akedah, it's mentioned in the Chaim HaKodesh and Parshas Emor, but that's the second idea. There's a third idea, which is that the Yemei Sphira are actually Yemei Din. We know that although we keep the Aveda because of a Bekiva, but we know that the days of Sphira were treated as Yemei Din even before the Maaseh of a Bekiva Talmidim. And therefore the 49 days are days in which we are careful with each particular day, we're mourning each particular day, because these are Yemei Din between Pesach and Shavuos. And that idea is also mentioned in the Kadmonim, and the idea of the 49 days is because we find in Teres Kanim that there's 49 klolos, and by being moini each day and by moving in Madreka each day, we hope to aspire and to rid ourselves of the klolos, the potential klolos that could befall Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Aaron Kopler says al-Pidei Hamusa that the 49 days represent the Memchei Tzvon Shatei Nikla Pem, that there's 49 distant kinyonim that are required in the 48th Kinyon is required, and the 49th one is the day in which we prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Torah. And each day one is minor, another one of the Kinyon Torah, because that is what we need in order to be Mekabel the Torah. I'd like, however, to finish with a vort from which I saw from Rav Nosson Norden, the favorite of Ochen, who says very beautifully the following. One of the kashas that one is moved to ask is that the mitzvah of the Samach HaKech is not found by Pesach. It's actually found by Shavuos, and from Shavuos we learn it back to Pesach, which is a little bit of a pedder, because all the halachas of Pesach are learned very often from the Gzeir Shogov, Tesvov, to Sukkot. And by Sukkot says the Samach HaKech, so why do we have to come on to Shavuos? So he says the following, that Pesach and Shavuos be'emes represents one yomtov, one very long yomtov. And the way that the Torah is mesamel to us, signifies this to us, is by showing us that Shavuos is a Samach v'chagecha, the Samach v'chagecha that you fulfill on Shavuos, that throws itself back retrospectively, that becomes the Simchas Yontov of Pesach that we manage to achieve, as the Chinuch says, the tachlis of going out of Mitzrayim right up to Matan Torah, and the chibur between Pesach and Shavuos are the Yemei Tzura. Ad kedei kach, that the Shittas Bahag, as we all know, is that if you interrupt, leave out a whole day, it is no longer, you can no longer come with a bocha, tavos, because you've actually split them into two different yomim tevim, and you've broken the chibur between the two, and by breaking the chibur between the two, you no longer have the significance of the Pesach being joined to Shavuos. Waldman and Alabar and Musa, all are ma'ir, that obviously the days of 49 days are between the two of days in which the hour of the Achra in Tal Yisrael is a time to be Mesachim, and that is obviously why the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva actually died in that particular period, because these are days of Yemei Hadin where the Achra between people should have been promoted, which unfortunately they missed the opportunity. And we know that within the Memchesdvon, one of them is even Nisibol Chaveri, that one of the Kinyonim you actually need in order to be Kinyon at all is in order to be Ma'achad yourself with the rest of Tal Yisrael, is you have to concern yourself with other people's welfare. By concerning yourself with other people's welfare, we become an Ichud, we become a whole, we become a totality. And it is because the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael in its totality, into Klal Yisrael as a whole, that the Mitzvah Zeicha to the Torah. And it is only by passing through the 48 days of the Kinyon HaTorah and the preparation for Shavuos, which we know is occurs in these particular Me'adin, are we Taka Zeicha to the Achdus, which we know by using Shom Yisrael Neged Ha'ak, Ish Echad Kolev Echad. That is obviously a bocha which applies to all of us. Tefillah that applies to all of us, that the Achdus in Klal Yisrael and the Av and the Achva that should exist between one member of Klal Yisrael and another member of Yisrael should lead to the Shleimus, which entitles us to be Mekabel the Torah.